I'm going to read 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10. By the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation as a wise builder, and someone else is building on it. But each one should build with care, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. If anyone build on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, their work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each person's work. If what has been built survives, the builder will receive a reward. If it is burned up, the builder will suffer loss, but yet will be saved, even though only as one escaping through the flames. Don't you know that yourselves are God's temple, and that God's Spirit dwells in your midst? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person, for God's temple is sacred, and you together are that temple. Do not deceive yourselves. If any one of you think you are wise by the standards of this age, you should become fools, so that you may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness in God's sight. As it is written, He catches the wise in their craftiness. And again, the Lord knows that the thoughts of the wise are fettered. So then, no more boasting about human leaders. All things are yours, whether Paul or Apollo or Cephas, or the world, or life, or death, or the present, or the future, all are yours. And you are of Christ, and Christ is of God. The second reading from Proverbs chapter 19, verse 21. Just one sentence, one verse. Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. We pray. Father, we thank you for this opportunity you have given to each of us to listen from your word. We pray that the Holy Spirit come and join us and talk to our hearts. Glory to your name. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be sitting. The word of today is about decision-making to serve God as mature Christian. Decision-making to serve God in the church as mature Christian. And we get this wisdom from the Bible, from the book of Proverbs we have read together, that we must partner with God whenever we want to decide to work with God. Many plans in the mind of man, but only that of God will stand. Does this truth help you to trust in God? Or do you identify in your life some area where you have not put God in charge of your decision, especially when you want to serve Him? When we read the Bible, we find that it is only God who knows how we can serve Him, how He can be praised, how we can worship Him, how we can offer offerings to Him, how we can build the temple to him. It is only God who knows. We may have good plans, good strategies, good experience, but we have to ask ourselves whether all that fit the Lord we are going to serve. We have many examples in the Bible, and I'm going to share three before I come back to the text of 1 Corinthians. The first example is coming from the book of Exodus, chapter 25 and 26. When you read that text, you find that God is telling Moses how he is going to build the tabernacle, the structure, the inner cover, the out cover, the curtain, the framework, the screen. This is not coming from the mind of Moses. This is coming from God himself. He called the people to give all kind of offerings, gold, bronze, silver, to make the tent because he wants to come and dwell and stay among his community. But the design, how the tent is going to be built, it comes directly from heaven, not from the mind of Moses. A second example is that of David. When you read the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 17, you find David, the king, he wanted to build a temple, a house to God. The king was financially ready to build. And the decision came directly from his heart. The Bible does not tell us the motivation of the decision of David. But the Bible tells us that he shared that brilliant idea with the prophet Nathan. He said to Nathan, "I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of the covenant of the Lord is under a tent." So for David, he can see that disparity between his beautiful palace and a palace which is built with cedar wood. But he see how the tent is in a poor providing tent. So for David, it is good to build a tent for the Lord. Myself, I see not the project. I find it very good project. And if we have a pastor of this congregation who comes with such a project, I will give a strong yes. But for God, it is not David who is going to build the tent. Even the prophet Nathan, I think he agreed with David. But the Lord said, not David, but his son. So your idea may be good, your idea may be brilliant, but make sure you partner with God to implement it. The last example is that of the man. You know the man, we find him in the book of Luke chapter 8. The man with evil spirits. The man who was living among the tomb. Remember, Jesus met him and healed him. And the man was ready to go with Jesus Christ. When Jesus was going back in the boat, the man begged him and said, "Let me go with you. I want to follow you everywhere you are going." For him, serving Jesus was going everywhere with him. But for Jesus, that was not serving him. Jesus said, "Go back home." For Jesus, this man was a very good missionary. Go back home and talk to your family. Tell them how much the Lord has done for you. Tell them, how can I have been good to you? So you may have good idea, good project, good ministry to serve God. Make sure it fit him. Coming back to the text of 1 Corinthians chapter 3. If you read the whole chapter, you find that Paul is speaking to immature people in their faith. And as you know, immature people, they serve their selfish interest. They do not serve the community interest or the interest of God himself. They serve to satisfy their carnal needs. To work with such a way, it puts the church in danger, the danger of divisions. And that is what you can find in this chapter 3. So Paul uses a building image to help us understand the responsibility of someone who wants to serve the Lord in the church. And I know that for those who have the experience of building houses, they know that when you plan to build a house, you have so many designs. Architect will bring to you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 designs, and you have to choose one. So Paul is helping us to choose one design if we want to serve and build the church of God. And the first and important step of building a church, Paul starts by a very interesting sentence, which says, according to the grace that God has given me, like a master builder, according to the grace. To serve God is first by grace. To serve God is not because you are expert, you are skilled, you have brilliant and new ideas. No, to serve God is by grace, according to his grace. God has approved our ministry. It is not according to your skills, or maybe according to your capacity. So when you want to serve God, make sure you completely depend on God's grace. And that is all. Recognizing that it is God who does mighty things in you, in me, in us. That is the very important step for those who want to serve in the church. The second step, and very important, Paul reminds us that we must make Christ our foundation in the ministry. There is no choice. The foundation is known and it is Christ. Our decision to serve God must be founded on Christ. Being like Christ, being like the foundation, that becomes our focus. The material we bring to build must be on that strong foundation, Christ himself. So the foundation is known. And I think that you cannot bring a heart, a very small heart, to put it on a very strong, stony foundation. The quality of the foundation explains the kind of house we are going to build. So because the foundation is strong, Paul goes on to tell people that then we have to build and bring material which will last. This material is going to be tested. So you make sure that your material is strong enough because it is going to be tested. It means that your prayers, our praise, our ministry, our offerings must fit the foundation, which is Christ. We have two examples. We find the book of Luke. When you read Luke chapter 21, you find people were putting offerings into an offering box. And Jesus saw a poor widow putting two small copper coins. And he said, "Truly I tell you, this widow has put in more than all of them." And when you read also Luke chapter 18, you start with verse 9, you find two men, they went up to the temple to pray. They were a Pharisee and a tax collector. And the Bible says that only the prayer of the tax collector was accepted, and he was justified. That is to say that your offering, which does not fit the foundation, will be rejected. And your prayer, which does not fit the foundation, will be rejected. So, Paul explained that we have to choose very important materials, because the building under construction is also important. It's more than a simple hut. It is a place where God remains, where the Holy Spirit resides. It is not a building at all. It is a people of God himself, the Church of Christ. So it is important to choose good material, bricks and stone, which can last, not straw and wood, because we are building a very important temple and house. So the value of what you are doing matters. The following step is that we are working together. We work together in unity. We build the church together. Each one brings its gifts, its bricks, but we work together. As we have said before, we are building the temple, which is the people of God himself. So you cannot be the church alone, but we build the church together. So the "we" is very important, not the "me" or the "I." We are the church, and Christ is our foundation. Remember the prayer, "Our Father in heaven," and not "My Father in heaven." So here it is important to understand that we are a community which works in unity for the church, which is the people of God himself. It is very important to understand that today, because people today, they live and focus on individual experience, self-fulfillment, and personal satisfaction. So here, think about "we," "us," and not "me." God is not a private God. He is our God. He is our Father. You cannot build a church in isolation. So if you want to serve in the church, remember that we work together in unity and not in isolation. The following step is that we remain filled by the Holy Spirit. If we are God's temple, then God's Spirit lives within us. The Holy Spirit dwells, stays permanently. And even someone said that the Holy Spirit feels at home in the church. You remember that saying, feel at home. So the Holy Spirit feels at home within the church, the community. So if the Holy Spirit can feel at home in the community of Gomaville, that is to say we are building the church according to the purpose of God. So ask yourself within your community, the Holy Spirit can say, I feel at home when I stay in the community of Gomaville. We remain filled by the Holy Spirit. Then the last step is to be wise by God's standard and fool by human standards. Be wise by God and fool by human standards. This is to say that human standards, human values, give glory to man. And that you can read it at the beginning of this chapter. We read, one says, I follow Paul. And another, I follow Apollo. These are human standards and human values. So Paul is telling them, me, Paul, and Apollo, we are just servants. We plant, we water, but it is only God who gives growth. So if you want to build a church using human values, you are no different from someone who is building on a foundation which will not last. Human being will not last. But Jesus Christ is an eternal foundation. So build on Jesus Christ, not on human being. And that is what Paul is telling us. The foundation is already there. It is Christ. You don't need to choose another foundation. So brothers and sisters, take a good decision today to build your life, to build your ministry, to build your profession, to build your household on the purpose of God, on the foundation which will last. Remember that when we do all things together according to the grace given to us, filled with the Holy Spirit, full to the world's values, wise by God's standards, with Jesus Christ as our only foundation, then the church will stand and the kingdom of God will grow better. Amen.